and a world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Starting things here, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw, and a debate that we were watching. Have you guys seen much of it?
Well, I saw Bill Nye, the science guy, and this ham.
Yeah, I got a guy named Ham, which we were unable to get past it.
So you couldn't get past the guy's name, is that it?
You know, you'll never grow up, Bud, and be one of life's pivotal players if you're distracted by a guy's name. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, it's just still pretty funny. Try to tell me it's not.
In other words, you guys didn't watch any of this debate. What happened, folks, was they had this debate on in the other room, which was between Bill Nye, the science guy, and the gentleman by the name of Ken Ham, debating evolution. Or creationism, if you want, debating either one of those. You know, one guy taking one. So Bill Nye was taking the evolution side, right, Margaret?
Yes, Bill Nye, the science guy. That's his name, and let's have some respect. And then Bud said, ha-hoo-hoo-hoo, the other man's name is Ham, and the whole thing went to hell. I got to tell you, I don't like starting the program with criticisms all the time, Phil, but while I'm trying to watch this debate, this one is going, ooh, his name is Ham. Is it pressed ham? Is it spank ham? You see what I'm saying?
So in other words, nobody got any essence of the debate because...
Yeah, well, because Dickman was over there with the...
Talk about spanking ham. I didn't spank ham.
Let me tell you something, Bud. You know, sooner or later in this world, a man's got to be a man. You can't just be a little kid for the rest of your life.
I know.
Well, if you know that, and people are trying to watch a debate, and you're getting sidetracked by some guy's name... then, you know, all bets are off. Your mind is the size of a walnut, your brain the same, your entire ability to understand the universe is pecan size, man.
Don't talk about walnut.
Whatever, man, it's the size of a small nut.
Yes, and I'm sure you can relate to small nut.
See, so I'm not allowed to say a ham, but she thought about small nuts.
My comment, how dare you?
All right, hey, watch it, will you?
My comment had nothing to do... My comment was simply small nut, as in...
Well, Margaret...
Well, it's...
It's not as bad as saying that a man, because his last name is Ham, is standing there for all the world paddling it, or pressing it against...
Were you saying that?
I'm saying, well... He thought if a guy's name is Ham, he spent his whole career pressing it up against glass, he'd never understand nothing else. Yes.
All right, well, you know, and I'm also surprised at you guys for taking the bait on all that stuff.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Why would you get sidetracked by this idiot talking about a guy's pressing ham? I mean, we're... Jesus.
Well, there you are laughing at it.
Yes, so you're laughing at it, Phil, and it makes the entire thing just... It completely devolves everything to the level of sewage, really.
And all I said was the guy's name was Ken Press Ham.
Next time, I'm not allowing you in any room where there are adults.
Yeah.
Next time, I'm not allowing you in any room where there are adults. That's the answer to that. In any event, Bill Nye to defend evolution in Kentucky debate. I mean, that was the headline. Both of these guys seem, obviously, I'm familiar with Bill Nye. I'm not familiar with Ken Ham. Both of them were gentlemen. Both of them very learned men. Obviously, both with points of view that are diametrically opposed to the other. This was taking place at the Creation Museum, the Creationism Museum or something, Kentucky's Creation Museum, that's it. And this is where the debate was taking place.
Well, see, here's my philosophy on this. Can you believe that at this particular time in the history of this world that we live in, that there still is a debate about evolution, and yet they don't want to debate the global climate change theory?
Well, what side of that debate are you on?
What side of what? I believe in evolution.
No. What about the global climate change thing?
I believe that there is a global... I don't know, Phil.
Well, you're supposed to believe that there is global climate change if you believe in evolution.
Why?
That's what everybody does.
What do you mean, that's what everybody does? If you believe in evolution, doesn't necessarily got to believe in global climate change. Doesn't necessarily mean that at all.
Well, then, what is the side that the evolutionists take?
I don't think I'm going to tell you.
I beg your pardon, Phil.
I'm not going to tell you, because if I tell you, then you're going to take that side, because...
So you think I'm that much of a mental dwarf? Excuse my language, bud.
Don't talk about me. I'm not a dwarf.
Well, mentally. So you're that. You think I'm that much of a mental dwarf?
I don't think you're a mental dwarf at all. I'm saying that I would rather not tell you what side traditionally people who believe in evolution might take in the global climate change debate, because that might prompt you to take that side. Not because you're a mental dwarf, but because some people feel that there's more comfort in numbers and in being sort of politically consistent.
So, in other words, you think I'm a mental dwarf.
Margaret, I didn't say that.
He's not saying that, Margaret.
I don't care. That is what you're intimating. That because I believe in evolution, I must therefore take the side of the global... What is it again?
Got to take the side of a global climate change.
Of global climate change because I'm dwarf-sized mentally. I mean...
No, I didn't say that.
Then why won't you tell me?
Well, I won't tell you now because you already know, I guess. Who told her?
I did.
All right, so...
Well, I happen to believe in global climate change.
Yeah, thank you, since Robert told you.
No.
Yeah, since Robert told you. All right, so tonight the event attracting plenty of attention in science and faith circles. Nye is a former TV star. Ham is a prominent Christian who believes the Bible tells a factual account of the Earth's beginnings. The Creation Museum says the audience will be made up of visitors from 29 states. The debate will be streamed live online. I was watching it. It is being, it is available to watch now. It took place already, and I think I saw the two gentlemen interviewed on Piers Morgan. But it's available to be seen yet again. So it's available on demand on the internet, I think on YouTube, and all kinds of sites, all kinds of news sites. I don't know. I just think these kinds of things, when done in a literate manner and in a scholastic manner, can be, you know, very beneficial.
Yeah, but if they already had a science determined.
Why would they have this debate?
I don't know, but there's enough of a continuing ongoing controversy, not even a controversy, there's enough of a continuing ongoing, you know, I guess controversy is the word, and disagreement about this, that the debate, I guess, is worthwhile. I mean, it's a question of religious faith for a lot of people. You know, in my upbringing, in the Catholic faith, the belief is that evolution is consistent with the Bible. So there's no, that's what we were taught. And that's what I guess I believe, if I believe in the Bible, which I think I do, but...
I beg your point. You think you believe in the Bible?
I don't know. I'm not sure what that represents anymore, really. I do believe that, I believe what I believe. So anyway, so I think it's kind of cool, but why they can't have the same debate about global climate change, I don't know.
Because the science is settled about that, Phil. That is absolutely settled.
Well, what do you mean the science is settled, for God's sake?
You're starting to lisp, General.
I'm lisping because of the dry air that we are experiencing here in the Conejo Plain and the floodplain of Camarillo. Now, I told you I needed some moisture.
I'm going to go get some water. Get him some water, will you? You're lisping along with the voice cracking?
Yes, because what happened with this?
My voice started
to crack when the air dried out, and then I just noticed right now. See what I'm doing?
So it's pretty...
All right, get him some water, will you?
The science is settled, you say, of the evolution debate, but the science is settled, you say, of global warming, but not evolution. I don't understand this. It sounds like the stupidest thing that I've ever heard in my life.
I can't talk to you when you sound like a cartoon character. I'm sorry.
Would you please have the good and common decency and respect to look me in the eye and... To look me in the eye and talk to me about this?
I can't do that, General, when you sound like a cartoon animal. You sound like a cartoon animal, and I can't speak seriously to you.
Well, I find that to be very insulting, especially...
You see what I'm saying?
Well, don't make him angry.
Yeah, you're making me
angry. You're making me very angry.
Well, General, you're not making me angry. You're making me want to bust a gut with that squeak voice of yours, so...
Yeah, give the respect to the General. Get him some more water. I don't know what you got to do, General. Maybe visit... You know what you need is a speech therapist.
What?
A speech therapist. A speech therapist. I went to a speech therapist once when I had vocal nodules and I was misusing my voice, and I was told by the speech therapist that the vocal cords are much like hands. When you're working outside or you're working with your hands a lot, you develop calluses. And unless you stop misusing your hands. You start protecting your hands, you won't lose those calluses. Well, vocal nodules are the same thing. If you misuse your voice, you will continue to have those. If you start using your voice properly, they will go away.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. What is it with this squeaky voice?
Give me the water, will you? I said you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. So it's something to look into. All right. Speaking of looking into things, we'll continue to look into the day's events here on the Phil Henry Show. This is a kind of an interesting report here. The health care law prompts 2 million people to quit their jobs. Now, some people said that that means the health care law is no good, but if you look at it, they're not getting fired, and the jobs aren't being taken away from them. They're quitting. That means that they now have health care, and they don't need those jobs. At least that's what I think it means, but I could be wrong, and I've been wrong before. And,
come on, Phil, quit.
Quit confusing people.
Yeah, all right, we'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. More water for the general.
And that lisping, too.
What happened? Why is he lisping?
Why is that, General?
I don't know.
All right, we'll be back. Phil Henry Show. And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, online at philhenryshow.com. And guess what? Tonight, we have in store the debut of the Rudy Canosa La La Ladies Tea, baby.
Oh, not that animal.
Yes, that animal. As a matter of fact, Rudy Canosa will be joining us in moments to talk about the brand-new Ladies Tea in store. This is a pink T-shirt with, well, you can go see it on the website. And it's there for your perusal. It's a beautiful, we've had a lot of women asking for a woman's T-shirt of some kind. We didn't think Ted's of Beverly Hills T-shirt would have been proper because...
Damn, get out of the meat in your mouth, you know.
What a child.
Is he wrong?
No, he isn't wrong, but I didn't think sitting there and laughing about it.
Yeah, bud, take it easy with the laughter and the stupid-ass stuff that you're doing tonight, okay?
I'm not doing stupid.
With the whole, you know, spanking ham and, I don't know what's up with you tonight, man. You know what I think I had to do? I had to start drug testing you.
Yeah, that's a great idea, man.
What do you drug test me for, not anybody else?
Because you're the one that sounds like a freak, man. Spanking ham. Nobody can get a word in. Nobody can listen to what's going on. Now you're talking about Ted's of Beverly Hills and the meat in the mouth thing. So what we decided we would do is come up with the Rudy Canosa La La Ladies T-shirt. It's pink with the beautiful... Je t'aime lingerie logo on the front and back, and it is yours there for the nominal price of $8,000. I don't know, it's 20-something, and it's available on our website in our online store at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com, and go to the online store. I think it's a nice little thing. So we're going to talk with Rudy in just a few minutes about that. In the store. Now, you saw this, General.
Well, the health care, see, you know, this is very difficult for me because I don't understand the health care law. I don't get this at all. It sounds pretty far out. And now you throw into the mix the idea. Now, a friend of mine, because he was bored to tears at home and quite frankly wanted to leave, not leave home, but he didn't want to be sitting there listening to his wife. A friend of mine is retired, you see.
It's a guy from the military?
No, it's that Mr. Steelworth.
Who's Mr. Steelworth?
Well, it's the guy that lives next door to Lloyd Bonafide, the Korean veteran. Well, Dick Steelworth's a World War II veteran. Stays around the house, but he took a job part-time at an In-N-Out Burger over here, and they give health insurance.
Okay.
Well, the burger stand, he got bored with that, and he realizes with the Obama health care doesn't need it, so...
This guy took a job at In-N-Out Burger because they had health care.
They had health insurance.
That's what a lot of people are doing.
What do you mean? A lot of people are taking jobs at In-N-Out Burger?
No, not a lot of people. What is with you? A lot of jobs, they're not taking jobs. You're not making any. They're taking part-time jobs.
I need the water, bud. Otherwise, my voice.
Well, here's the only thing that got I was interested in. This is all I don't care about anything else. Because I don't know, but... The health care law prompts 2 million people to quit their jobs or cut hours. Now, what the hell is that about?
It means that people don't need to take these part-time jobs like this Mr. Steelworth because they can afford the health care.
Yes, well, and so he quit his job at an he quit his job at Diddle Burger
diddle burger.
Gad, man, and I didn't even do that.
I didn't say you did anything.
Wait, what's the name of the place?
It's called
Throw In Loud Burger.
That's what I thought I said, but it was, I thought...
You said diddle burger. All right, so he quit his job because he doesn't need the health insurance because he can afford it because of this new health care law. Is that it?
That's my understanding, yes.
All right, now, that sounds to me not like people are getting fired, and that doesn't sound to me like the jobs are no longer in the marketplace. It sounds to me like the jobs are still there, but people are leaving those jobs, so people are quitting. So that means more jobs. It doesn't mean fewer jobs. It means there are people that don't need those jobs. And if they are jobs, for instance, that people are taking strictly because they provide health care, and those jobs might be something as simple as a job at Starbucks. Starbucks has health insurance. In-N-Out Burger has health insurance. Places like that do have health insurance, and there are people to take those jobs for the health care. But if they don't need those jobs, they quit them. Now, I don't know how, and I'm just you know, on the surface of this, I don't know how that translates into something that's bad for the economy, you know.
Well, there are people that argue that, oh, I see, I'm paying for that. But what they don't understand is that they were paying for the emergency room style of health care that was costing them much more. So when you see a Bill O'Reilly on television, and make no mistake, Bill O'Reilly is a vile and disgusting thing. He's not really a man, and I think that Bill would agree with that.
Whoa. Now, hold on. Let's not start characterizing people. What are you saying?
What am I saying? I saw Bill O'Reilly talking to President Obama before that football game the other day, and he said, well, it's costing the taxpayers money. Well, and then the president responded with something that was clearly over Bill's head, and that was that the cost of health care before that, with people just going to an emergency room, was costing us far more. Now, O'Reilly, because he is not fully evolved as a man, but is still part thing.
You see the prejudice that... this is prejudice that she has. And I think it's wrong.
Yeah, I agree with that. That she doesn't like the Bill O'Reilly.
All right, hold on for a minute, all right? You guys with the squeaking voice and you with the this and that.
I'm talking about Bill O'Reilly, man. Margaret's right. That guy... he's all jacked up, man. That guy, I think Bill O'Reilly looked like he's always crawling up underneath a hangover.
Well, I didn't want to say, but he does. His face is always puffy.
Hold on with the whole Bill O'Reilly bashing. Forget about whether he's a thing or whatever. You're saying that O'Reilly was saying what?
O'Reilly was saying the very thing that people say, that the healthcare law is costing taxpayers money. The way it was costing taxpayers money.
I understand that. That's a math lesson. That's a math equation that is difficult for people to understand. But the fact that the emergency rooms were caring for people and they were not paying for their emergency room visits, the uninsured were costing trillions and trillions of dollars. So even if you say to someone, though, that cost more than what it's costing taxpayers now, it doesn't matter. A tax bill is a very, very clear thing. Having this passed along in terms of insurance policies to vast millions of people don't get it right away. But having said all of that, it's wrong of you to characterize Bill O'Reilly as some kind of a freak.
Well, he is a freak, and he is a sexist freak. He's part baboon.
Now, watch it.
That's kind of racist.
How is that racist?
You call him a baboon.
Yeah, you did call him baboon.
You shut up, man. Hey.
Wait a minute. Why is that racist if he's a... Hold on for a minute.
Would you please keep your glasses on the table, Phil?
Sorry. Why is that racist if he's not...
Why is it racist? I didn't think it was racist. I said Bill O'Reilly's a baboon. I stand by it.
Well, I think it's racist to call the man a baboon. Even though he's white, why can't it be racist to call a white man a baboon?
I guess it could be. But then it's not racist so much as it's just demeaning.
Yeah, exactly. So if you call white and black equally baboon... Now you are equally demeaning, although it is worse for the black man.
I would agree with that. Black people can call baboons. They ought to call white people baboon and make it equal. But that'd take another 100 years to call them baboon.
What are you talking about?
You'd have to call them baboon for another 100 years.
What, to get equal to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will you guys shut up? Who are you, the guy that's going to make all the decisions now?
Yeah.
And quit yelling, bud. Walk over to the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Stand on the other side of the room. All right. So thank you very much for that math lesson. I didn't get anything that anybody said. I don't understand anything that anyone said. It really frustrates me and makes me angry. Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry. All right, we'll have Rudy Canoza on in a few minutes to talk about the new Je T'aime La La Ladies T-shirt available in our
It's in your online store, and it's available now.
If you don't get that voice fixed for the general...
Come on, General, better go get... Got a gargle with some water or something.
Okay.
Oh, man. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Don't forget the ladies' T-shirt.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and... Certainly online at TuneIn. You know, that's where you can go and listen to the show if you have yet to find it on a radio station somewhere around you. We will always be within reach. Hold on, I'm reaching down to turn off a fan again.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to our program, and Rudy Canoza will join us here from Je T'aime Lingerie. Rudy is a longtime contributor to our program, as you know, and he is a guy that I think has been... The guy that's educated us to not just the realities of business, but he's also educated us to the realities of socializing and having a social life when you're traveling as much as he does. Rudy's between here, the United States, and his home in Buenos Aires, Argentina. But tonight, we're very lucky, and not lucky so much as we are, you know, we're very happy to have him on the line. He's at Je T'aime Lingerie. Rudy, I think I heard that foghorn, so what I'd ask you to do is, we've asked you in the past to maybe get as far away from that as you can.
You know, Phil, if that's John Kaufman, who is my store manager tonight, if you could, John, we don't need to hear tonight. And so he's going to, what we're going to do is move to the back of the store here, as far away from the alert as we can. You know, we have a, there's the foghorn you can hear.
And that, to explain to people what that is.
It's simply the an alert for the store employees to pay attention to customers in shop. Sometimes we have women who are trying on some clothes. Some women are trying on some of the lingerie that we have, which is very delicate, and some of the stuff comes in pretty fairly promptly from places like Miami, from Paris. And, we've just got some very, very good stuff here from Paris, and the women are trying this on, and they begin to stretch some of the...
I can hear that. It's not distracting, but I can hear that.
Yeah, we've got a good customer flow this evening here. John? Yes. Yes, we'll be back out to the radio. Yeah. So John is going to do the best that he can for us this evening.
Well, Rudy, we're very happy to announce to our listeners this evening that the Je T'aime Lingerie La 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 Lovely T-shirt is available. This was designed by Karen Tulo, correct?
That is correct. Karen is a, first came to our attention, Karen did, as a friend on the Facebook fan page. And I liked some of the artwork that the Karen was providing, some sample artwork that she was providing, you know, for your radio show, as also for Je T'aime. And asked her at the time if she would design a T-shirt for us. And she came up with this very lovely design, the Je T'aime Lingerie logo, Sherman Oaks, California. And underneath that, of course, is the what is my own personal signature, as the way that I like to relate to the women, which is the la-la-la-la. And yes, I understand. I've got somebody... store personnel coming over.
All right, so are you getting busier?
Well, we're getting a little busy, but we have people who are taking care of it. But it is my own personal signature to say la-la-la-la. Lovely.
All right, so the T-shirt is in pink, and give us a description.
Yes, it's in a hot pink and pink with dark shades for the logo of Je T'aime Lingerie, the dark shades for the name of the Los Angeles, Sherman Oaks, California, in the city of Los Angeles, and then on my own personal statement of admiration and love and really admiration for the beauty of the women that come into our store, which is la-la-la-la lovely for Je T'aime Lingerie.
Can you please explain, Rudy? This is Margaret Gay. Would you please explain the foghorn?
The foghorn that you're hearing in the background is...
Well, can we just talk about the T-shirt first?
I'd like him to explain the foghorn, lest it be misunderstood.
Which way do you want me to go with this, Phil?
All right, if you could explain the foghorn, and we can do this, I think, Rudy, in a way that is inoffensive.
Yes, well, it is not intended as offensive. The foghorn is an alert to the store, in-store staff, that we have in-store. We have a customer flow in-store. That's room three. Room three, yeah. Change room three, please. It is an alert to people in store, to my staff in store, that tells them that we have women that are coming into the store who are possibly are going to need some assistance in the change rooms.
Well, that's not exactly true.
All right, let's not have an argument, okay?
Margaret, please don't start, because I know where you're going with this.
I'll handle it, General.
No, she is.
I'll handle it.
Yes, it's not offensive, Margaret.
No, I don't think it's offensive, but I think it does need far more description and explanation than you're giving it.
All right. The foghorn is... I think I gave it a good description.
Well, you said this is so the staff can assist people. I don't think that that's very accurate.
I do, if you'll allow me. John, give the... Yes, this is Star Assist Alert, please. And then I say change room 3 or change room 2, change room 1, or aisle 1, aisle 2, aisle 3, which is where the clothing is. Sometimes a woman will need assistance to go to the change room. Sometimes she's attempting to change in the aisle. I'm not saying that she's attempting to strip. I'm just saying that there's an alert that perhaps she will strip, and we need that not to happen.
And right there, why did you tell people what that means?
Margaret, are you doing the interview or am I?
Well, I think that...
I'd be happy to explain, Phil.
No, but just take it for one second. I'm doing the interview. Okay, so there are women that come into your store, and they're a little bit overweight. Is that right?
I don't like to say they're overweight. They're not overweight. They are simply a wrong body type. So there's...
Yeah, and because they're overweight, you play a foghorn. I find it very disgusting and very offensive. I'm Margaret Gray.
She's getting up now.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go get myself a cold drink, if you don't mind.
Are you going to allow me to respond to that, Miss Gray?
Yes, you may, but I'm in the next room getting a root beer.
She's getting a root beer, yeah. Maybe you're getting a beer, huh?
No, I'm getting a root beer. What a pig.
You see, Phil, I come on your program.
You should apologize to him for that, Margaret.
I come on your program. I try to give to your audience as clear and concise. John, you might as well knock it off because it's killing me now. Yeah, it's killing me. We've got a very good customer flow this evening, Phil, and because of that, we do have oversized women that are coming in, and because of that, yes, my staff have to do what they have to do to keep the clothing and to keep the lingerie, very delicate lingerie, from being stretched, and so I've asked them to pull up to that. You're killing me with that foghorn. I don't care. It's all over now because they've called me out, huh? They called me out on the Henry Show.
You're on the air saying all this stuff to your staff. Everyone's hearing it.
Later. I think that the T-shirt, the Jutem T-shirt, is what I would like to speak about tonight.
That's what I want to talk about.
And yes, thank you, Phil. And I think the Jutem T-shirt tonight is a T-shirt that is... It's a Jutem T-shirt is... Let me try and see if I can go over here. I'm going to get behind the door and try to muffle the sound a little bit. Yes, ma'am. Yes, over aisle 3. The Jutem T-shirt, Phil, the Jutem Lingerie T-shirt, which is now available in the Phil Henry shop, and it is available there in all sizes for all of the ladies. Let me see. I'm going to try to get it around just behind this door. There's another door. There's two doors here that should muffle the sound a little bit. The Jutem Lingerie T-shirt.
You're behind two doors. It still ain't muffling nothing.
Excuse me.
I've got it, bud. Take it easy. Go ahead.
You can still hear?
Yeah, we can hear it, but it's all right.
The Jutem Lingerie T-shirt, Phil, which was designed by Karen Dulo and is in three colors, is a T-shirt. Yeah, she's in aisle one. She just came in right now. Hold on, Phil. Yeah, she's big. No, all bets are off. She's big. We've got to get two people over there. I said she's big. The Jutem Lingerie T-shirt, Phil, which comes in three colors and is a beautiful T-shirt that can easily, I think, be worn either for formal or casual wear, because I think it is a collector's item. And this is something I want the ladies to know. When you get the Rudy Canosa Jutem Lingerie T-shirt, it's a collector's item. It is a T-shirt which is a collector's item. That means that this is a T-shirt that people look at and they say, my God, my God, my God, my God, I've never seen anything so beautiful in my life. I must have this. I think the men can buy this for the ladies. I think the ladies can buy this for the men. I don't see any men wearing it, although I don't see any men wearing it, but God.
Well, you know, you need to go outside or something.
Listen, then here are the keys. Lock up. I got to get out of here because that thing's killing me. The Je T'aime lingerie is I think the T-shirt is something that is a T-shirt that has been in standing. As you know, Phil, it's something that I've always felt was a one of the things that I'm sorry, I just stepped on something. Is one of the things that I felt was important for us to have as a way of letting people know that Je T'aime lingerie is in business. Is that better, Phil?
Yeah, it's a little better.
I moved out into the mall area. Can I get an espresso or something? Just anything. Yeah, I don't care. Bring me two aspirin, please. Two aspirin, please. So it says, Je t'aime lingerie, la la la, the lovely.
All right, now tell people why it says la la la.
That is the Rudy Canosa personal statement. It is a personal statement that, for me anyway, put it anywhere, pal.
Why don't you hold on, Rudy, okay?
Yes, Phil.
Rudy Canosa with us at Je T'aime Lingerie, where it's obviously very busy.
Well, and did you hear the foghorn? And that's supposed to be a warning to in-store staff that a large woman is in store and they need to help her with the lingerie because she may stretch it. I think it's demeaning. I think it is insulting. I think it is uncalled for. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to hurt him. And I will tell you this. As a woman, I would not buy the Je T'aime Lingerie, la, 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 whatever it is, because I think it's really disgusting. What are you smiling? If he continues to smile at me, Phil, I will smack the teeth out of his head.
I don't. I was smiling because you went la, 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 la.
Yes, what did that turn you on?
Wow. Wow.
Well, you're the one.
I was smiling because it looked funny, that's all.
Bud, you know that you are always walking on eggshells around here, especially with her, so take it easy. We're going to be back in a moment here, folks, with more from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and from Rudy Canosa as we talk to him about the Je T'aime Lingerie, Rudy Canosa, La 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 Ladies Tea, available now in our online store at philhendryshow.com. Back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. At Je T'aime Lingerie in Sherman Oaks, California, is Rudy Canosa. We're talking tonight about what you just saw there on the screen if you're watching Phil TV in HD. And that is the new Je T'aime Lingerie T-shirt, the Ladies' Tee. It's called the, let's see, I'll get this right, Rudy. It's called the La La Ladies' Tee from Je T'aime Lingerie.
Yes, and it comes in all sizes, too, Phil. We want people to know that. And again, my apologies, for the hectic nature of what's going on behind me here at the Je T'aime Lingerie tonight, because there's quite a few women that are coming in.
And why the big traffic tonight?
Well, see, when you say big traffic, I got to tell you, Johnny, hold on, Johnny, big traffic tonight. Sorry, he hit the foghorn, you know, Phil, you know.
Meaning what? Meaning there's big women?
Well, I mean,
you see, that's what Phil, I find that really childish.
We're not trying to be childish, Margo. When Phil said big traffic, it reminded me of a joke. The kids, I don't mean anything by that. I don't, Phil. And we have nothing but respect for the women. La, 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 lovely, which is on the front of the Je T'aime Lingerie T-shirt, is what I say to women when I say that I think they are lovely, when I think they are sexy, when I think they are beautiful. I say to them, la, la, la. And,
see, that needs explaining.
Yes, would you please explain that? Because when I first heard that, I thought it was, I understood it was very alluring. I thought it was very sexy, and I thought you made the point. See, that I find offensive.
I'm sorry, but what am I supposed to do if a woman who is coming into my store?
You can simply direct the staff to go help her. You don't have to blow a foghorn through the whole store so that everyone can hear it.
But the people don't know what it means. They think it's funny.
Well, you're on the radio talking about it.
That's a good point, Rudy. You're on air talking about the fact that the foghorn represents a very large... Let's see, there it goes again. And I just think that... Have you gotten closer?
Yes, I moved up to the door because I wanted to see. There's somebody over here that was planning something. I don't know what. But the we've got a lot of people that are stepping through glass. I had some women go through the glass. Hey, you! I had some women go through the plate glass here in the display window, Phil, because they're. We've got some closeout prices tonight on some of this stuff, and we had two women bust through one of the windows. Now they're just climbing. Would you please, ladies?
Well, do you need police there?
We got security. Don't, please don't come to the windows, ladies. We what happened, Phil, is one of the windows got broken in, and now there's a flood of women that are climbing up in through the display window and just... That's why we've got. I have to code blue this, Phil. I hope you don't mind.
What is code blue?
I've got to just go ahead and we'll do a constant fog on until we get some. All right, we need security, 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 security. Chitin lingerie. Chitin lingerie. Security, security. I apologize, Phil.
Okay, well, Rudy Canoza with us tonight. I'm not sure I understand. Is everything okay?
Yeah, we're fine, but we have people that are breaching the perimeter here of the store. And what happened because of these closeout prices, some of the women got overenthusiastic. We had one of them break a display window, and now the women are not using the door. They're just climbing up through the broken glass of the display window and then climbing down into the store, helping each other using step ladders or just jumping down into the store. So it's gotten a little crazy, and that's why I'm asking for security. I need mall security. Mall security. Mall security.
You know, I think you are an absolute animal. Why don't you just call security?
You know something, Margaret? When the day comes that you own a lingerie store, one with some of the finest stuff coming in daily from Miami Pass, then you tell me. You do not own a store. I own this store. I am Rudy. You are no one. You don't own a store. You are a writer. You are a news person, okay? But I own this store. I will say what goes. I am Rudy. And when I say what goes, I say it with respect for the women. When I first met Margaret, I said to her, hello, I'm Rudy Canoza. And she was insulted, and she said, you filthy pig. She called me every name. And then I told her what it meant. I said, it means that you are like a sunrise. You are golden like a sunrise. I would never in a million years think to desecrate or to... Yeah, thank you. Hi. You security? Well, I got it. Yeah, they're everywhere. They're all over the place. I would never think to desecrate or to disrespect you. And what did you say to me?
I appreciated that, Rudy. I really did, and I still do. But I think blowing the... When you said that you thought I was lovely, I appreciated it. But all bets were off when you blew your first foghorn.
Well, I could say that all bets were off when you blew your first, you know, fill in the blank. And
hang up on him. I demand you hang up on him.
I'm making a joke.
Hey, Rudy, that's not funny. That's not funny.
Well, what was not funny?
What you just said.
I demand you hang up on him or I'm leaving.
No, Margaret, you're not leaving. We've already had the discussion, but I will tell you, Rudy, apologize.
Margaret, I want you to... I'm sorry.
No, there's no apology for what he just said.
Margaret, I said all bets are off when you blew your first and you wouldn't let me finish.
You said when you blew your first, fill in the blank.
All right, you could have filled in the blank with, you know, fog, you know, tin whistle or flute or something, you know.
Yeah, I'll say flute.
I'm going to kick his...
Hey!
All right, now I got a problem here, okay?
Well, I've got a problem, too. I got people coming through the windows. See? I got the problem.
Yeah, you all of a sudden are blowing foghorns over there when it's very convenient for you. What are you doing?
Kick my ass!
She didn't kick your ass.
I think it is wrong, and this one, if he opens his mouth again...
Bud, I didn't do anything. I said what she blew the first flute.
No... Blew the first flute.
All right.
Margo, what I said to you, you said to me all bets were off when I blew my first foghorn, and I said all bets were off, you know, when...
I heard what you said, and I think everyone knew what you meant, and you're a pig and a slob. You understand, Rudy? A pig and a slob.
Thank you. I take it as a compliment from you.
You do, huh? Well, you're a pig and a slob.
Thank you. And I'd like to say to you, Margaret, blah, 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 and you know what that means... That you are a beautiful woman.
I know what it means, and I know it's a compliment, but I still do not forgive you for saying what you said.
Margaret, I want to say to you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you very much for that.
I gotta tell you.
God, it sounds like some guy that's missing half his head.
All right, I don't know.
You don't understand Rudy's language. I do. It's very complimentary, but I still find the foghorn offensive.
I'm very sorry, Margaret. But from the bottom of my heart, I say to you...
Thank you very much.
All right.
Can I jump in here with a question, if you don't mind?
Go ahead.
Is that supposed to be, and I'm asking, is that supposed to be complimentary, Rudy?
Yes, it is, General, because this is something that women... When you say to a woman that you love her...
And what are you saying?
I'm saying to Margaret, you are the most beautiful creature I've seen. You could try it with your wife.
What? I'm going to try what with my wife?
If you say to your wife...
La, la, la. You know, I wouldn't do it because she'd take some pincers or one of those needle-nose pliers and pull my tongue out at the roots. That's what she'd do.
Well, I don't know. I got problems here. I got women coming too. We've got a breach in the perimeter. We've got a breach in the perimeter. Breach in the perimeter.
Okay.
You see, Phil, no one's fooled. Rudy is a swine. And his T-shirt, yes, of course, I'll buy several because I've got a lot of girlfriends who would like them. But he's a swine. He is just absolutely a pig. Oh, God, he's a pig.
All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with more after our news break.